Today's share is sponsored for Refuah Shleima Fahu Vishprinza Bas Teva Miriam by her Mishpacha. We wish her a full, complete Yeshua. Yom Tov Himalizik Uful Kreiv Olave. We are up to Perek Beis in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. We're up to Sif Aleph, a beginning Perek Beis on page Mem Beis in the new print. Dine Bishul Be Yom Tov Eruve Tavshilin Be Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galia. So this Perek will discuss. First part will be discussed Bishul on Yom Tov, the second part Erev Tavshilin, and then we'll move on to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galias. So we begin. Sif Aleph. Mutaloy la'odam levashel v'le'efayz b'Yom Tov. It's permitted for a person to cook or bake on Yom Tov, as long as v'hu sheyehei b'daitei sheyoichlu min ha'tavshel shebishul b'yabiyeh. As long as he plans on eating that food that he cooked or baked on that day of Yom Tov. But he can't cook or bake on Yom Tov what he wants for tomorrow. Whether tomorrow, the day after, is a regular weekday, whether the day after is Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galias, the second day, either way, he cannot bake or cook on Yom Tov for the next day. Even if Yom Tov is Friday and he wants to bake for Shabbos. Now he says, if we were going to talk about someone who made an Erev Tavshilin. So he's saying, without an Erev Tavshilin, one, inherently, would have a problem of Achana, he cannot bake or cook from one day to the next. So as far as using fire in Yom Tov, he says, we're going to see that later in Perek Yud Gimel. It's not our topic at hand. Siv Beis. Tavshil Shetayim Aliyofukla. Any type of food whose flavor, the taste, texture, would not change. Im Yivashlu Be'erev HaChag. If you would have baked it on Erev, or cooked it on Erev Yom Tov. Kegay Marak Peiros, like fruit soup. Yechinu Me'ba'od Yom. One should not leave these things to cook or bake them on Yom Tov. One should do so before Yom Tov. If one did not do so and did not prepare before Yom Tov, so it depends. If it's possible he forgot to do it before Yom Tov, and then, oops, Yom Tov morning, he remembers 1 second, we need dessert. Or he didn't have time. So mutter lasses came be Yom Tov, then you can do it on Yom Tov, but you should do a shinui when you're doing the melacha. Right, so if it's pashut that you forgot, you didn't have time for it, but really, it wouldn't change the flavor. Such a thing should be done before Yom Tov, and if you leave it for Yom Tov on purpose or by mistake, you have to use a shinui. But haya onus, if there was an onus, shaloi hoisuloi kolav sharis lachin b'yom, even though be'etzim this food doesn't taste different by being cooked today or yesterday or the day before, let's say. But Lamaisa, you had an oinus that you could not do it. Or all of a sudden you find that Yom Tov morning, your husband comes home from shul and says, you know, we're having 12 extra people. So now you say, oops, I got to prepare. But now you want to prepare something that be'etzem this food would taste the same if it was ready prepared yesterday. Right? So Lamaisa, you didn't need it. So then, since you couldn't have prepared for these people, you did not know they were coming from before Yom Tov. Mutalazes can be Yom Tov gam b'loy shinui b'malachtoi. One can do so without a shinui and prepare it in the same way on Yom Tov itself. The lama amru Chazal sheyachin b'yom tav page mem gimel. So why did Chazal tell us that a person should prepare before Yom Tov his food that won't change the taste? Gzeiro shem yimona atzmi malazes malachas oichal nefesh she'ef shalaseisim erev Yom Tov. Because if a person doesn't do the things he could do before Yom Tov, and leaves all those things, and he leaves those things for Yom Tov, right? He doesn't want to take off work. He spend the whole Yom Tov in the kitchen. What type of Simchas Yom Tov is that? So a person is supposed to have Simchas Yom Tov. So Chazal said, you know, Misha Yochim Bear of Shabbos, he have what he did on Shabbos, right? Same thing with Yom Tov. Prepare before Yom Tov. Then comes Yom Tov. You can enjoy Yom Tov. Meile Chazal said anything that you have the ability to cook or bake before Yom Tov and won't lose its taste, you should do so before Yom Tov. If you're stuck, that's something else. Se'iv Gimel. Memala Isha Kederi Basar. It's permitted for a woman to cook an entire pot of meat, even though she's only going to be able to eat, her husband only be able to eat one piece of meat on Yom Tov. Why? Usually we'd say, that's hachana. What are you cooking extra for? He says, Mekivan shal yidei moysar habosar yishtabach tam etafshel. When you cook one piece of meat, the flavor is not so strong. When you cook a pot of meat, you cook a whole roast of meat, so the fat and all of it, the flavor, the juice that comes out, right, it makes that one piece taste better. Right? So, Mamelo, you had to cook a lot of meat together so that your one piece tastes better. The head is a gamim tossim in Maisa Basa. That's Maisa Basa Bakteri, Kishizu Kvari Medzaish. This is even if you're adding the extra piece of meat after the pot's on the fire. Not only like for the pot's on the fire, but even while the pot's on the fire, you can look in the pot and say, yeah, how's this going to taste? I'm going to add the meat. But, Bulvach, Leitemab, Fushal Tzerchim, Chaluliesa. If you say, 1 second, oot, what's going to be tomorrow night for supper? Take 2 more slices of meat out of the refrigerator and say, okay, I'm going to add this to the pot. I'll have it cooked for tomorrow night. That's also, you can't do that. But if you don't say it beferish, and it's not beferish that you're doing it, but yes, in the back of your mind, you know, oh, if I do it now, I won't have to cook it tomorrow. But the mice, since right now it's going to give a better flavor to this meat, it's permitted. Siv Dalet. Memale Adam Dud Mayim Gedel Chamam. A person could fill up an entire urn for water. Even though he doesn't only end up using a small amount of the water on Yom Tov. As long as you go to the sink with the urn, you fill it up, and then you turn it on. Right? Now, obviously, you're not turning on an electrical urn on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, but let's say it's a gas tea kettle. Or some other fashion where it's permitted to fill it up, you have to fill it all up at once. But let's say you have a tea kettle and you have enough water for Yom Tov. You can't add more water. But let's say you take that tea kettle off the fire. You don't have to cheshbon exactly 1 cup. You could fill the tea kettle and you can put it on. Even though the mice of a pasha is you're not going to use all of it on Yom Tov and you'll have some warm water for Matzah Yom Tov. It's all one mice of bishul, that's permitted. Se'if hey, ein oifin be Yom Tov, you can't bake on Yom Tov. Ve'im mevashlum boy kedei lahachil nachi. You cannot cook or bake on Yom Tov to feed a non-Jew. Ulfikach, afapishem asminin es anochi lusayt b'Shabbos. Even though it's permitted to invite a goy to come to your house to eat on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not cooking, so not worried you're going to cook on Shabbos for the goy, right? But on Yom Tov ein masminin es anochi lusayt b'Yom Tov. You can't invite him for Yom Tov. Chazal made a takana, lest you add, you may add for the guy, right? It's a beferish mechaber and simen tovkuf yud beis that ain't mivashlum tzerich kusim yom tov, right? So you cannot invite a guy to your house for a meal on yom tov. V'ulam, this is the Rama. Sorry, v'arei asur laharbis b'shvila afil b'kdei rachas, came and add for him in the same pot. For Ulam, the Ramad says, "Mutl shagale l'nochi afil bidei Yehudi." If there's an Erev, but even though you can't invite a guy to you, you are allowed to send him food on Yom Tov. Mimash yahachin b'Yom Tov latzman. Even if you know, skip the word. L'nochi manu mimash yahachin b'Yom Tov latzman. Mimash yamuchan etzim b'Yom. So anything that was not cooked for the, you're not allowed to cook for the guy, but let's say you had cooked something on Yom Tov. You can't invite him, but you could send it to him. Because we're worried when you're inviting someone to your house, you have to set up nicely for him, and you're going to end up doing extra stuff, and extra melacha for him. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah and Tavkuf Yud Beis Sifkat and Vav, he just points out, he brings in mind, Mordechai v'ayit kam ha'achayim sh'eskimu de davka im sh'leich lo'y mimash ha'achim la'atzmeh. That which it's permitted to send to him is dafka food that was meant for you, that's left over there, you're not abusing it. Avlam habi b'shviloi, afilu b'yisikideri shabisha. But if you, also, right, you can't eat it, even if you're going to be sending it to him, even in the same pot. Right?
Kivan Shemarba Bishvila, once you're being married, Shvila, you're worried you can do another pot. And therefore, he speaks out against people who, you know, sense, you know, prepare for a guy. He also points out they're very careful because what you're sending to the guy, if it's chremzel, he says, or blintzes, are things that each one's individually prepared. See, Imam is preparing for the guy in Yom Tov. You cannot even send to a guy that's not in your house, you cannot prepare for him on Yom Tov. It's dafka, you have leftover food, you have food that was prepared for you. It's leftover, you can send that to the guy in the guy's house. And then he says, but ozeret bayis nachas, you have a cleaning help, non-Jewish cleaning help. Mutlaisiv b'shvil loichel shebikdeir, you can add for into the same pot that's in the fire. Fnei nichu al gabi esh, before it's put on the fire. Now for her, we're not worried you're going to cook fancy. She's your cleaning lady in the house. Right? So as long as the pot's not yet on the fire, you could put in enough in the pot for her and then put her all on the fire as once. They should take the gamhi mimenu l'kishe yisbashel, and they should eat from it when it cooks. But you can't add to the pot for her after it's on the fire, because it's mamish direct cooking for a non-Jew. Sivav, mumur l'chal Shabbos b'fahesya. What happens if you have a person, Rachman al-Tzlan, they call today OTD. So mumur l'chal Shabbos b'fahesya. Now, it doesn't mean a typical kid who's Rachman al-Tzlan didn't see the light. You're talking about someone who's a mumur. Mechal Shabbos for Hesia is Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. He understands what he's doing. Psak that he's a Rasha. He's the same as a guy. Vasal is Vashal Mishvila B'yomtov. Can't cook from a Yomtov. V'chein Lazminoi to invite him. Yavadiv, one of someone as a child, should consult, you know, who's no longer from. He should consult with his own local Orthodox rabbi whether this child has din of Mumul Chal Shabbos for Hesia, whether din of a Rasha, or he has a din of something else, which we're not going to go, which is beyond the scope of this shir. Ubal Masada Shemazmina Metzai Bajay Monois La Oichlon Beyamtiv. Yushal Shelas Chacham. What happens today in the New York area? It's less popular. I'm told it's normal, it's still going on when people go to Florida. And it was once upon a time very common that let's say people are going away for Yamtiv or for Shabbos, let's say they go to Florida, they don't want to cook. So there are restaurants that are open on Shabbos. Now, Chas v'Shalom, that they do business on Shabbos. You order before Shabbos. You pay for your meals before Shabbos or before Yom Tov. And then you go into the restaurant and you eat. Very similar hotel. Right? The hotel's preparing food on Yom Tov for guests. Now, what happens if you have some guests who are going? Right? You know, your restaurant advertises Friday night. You order meals in advance. Right? So Shabbos, we said, it's not a problem. But Yom Tov, because you're never cooking. But on Yom Tov, you're ordering meals in advance for Yom Tov, and you know, are you mechuyev to check out who's a yid and who's a goy, who's a mumur? And if you start announcing you, yes, you know, they're going to run into discrimination problems. So he says this is too big of a scope for the Shmir Shabbos L'chasa Sefer to discuss. But Yishal Sheilas Chacham, speak to your own local Rosh Rabbi Ketzel of the Noig, Bashal Abishal B'Yom Tov B'Shal Nachri Yemi Sheinei Shem Yishabbos V'Yom Tov. And it's interesting in Oyschof Aleph. He brings Ayin Shoot Raf Pilum Chelik Alf or Chaim Sim Lamed Alf. So just to speak out, what's the Shiloh over there? What happens, and this happens, you know, with politicians or people who are involved in community asakim, right? So let's say you're in a small town and the Goyish mayor knows that it's Yom Tov, right? So he comes to visit you on your Yom Tov. He helps you take care of your Mechiras Chametz. He's burning the Sreifa, and who knows what else, and then they come around, they come to the shul, they come to your house, and they sit down. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to have to serve them something. So you put out coffee, right? But you're going to drink coffee too with him. But you're not drinking coffee because you need coffee. You're drinking coffee, why? Because the guy is here. So the whole reason why you're cooking this whole coffee and the only reason why you're drinking this coffee is because the guy is here. So now, is that called cooking for you? Or is that called cooking for a goy? That is the tshuva he brings there. It's an interesting shaila. I'm not going to go into the psak and the machloikas and when you could be mekel, but consult your local Orthodox rabbi and such shailas. But just something to pepper up, you know, the shir, that, you know, these are the shailas that come up that we don't even realize sometimes in these halachas. Today's shir was sponsored for Refuah Shleimah, Avuah Shpritzer Bas Taiba Miriam, Harim Mishpacha, may she have a complete Refuah Shleimah. Anybody else like to help keep these shiurim coming should please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click the sponsor button or email for more information, Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN@gmail.com.